Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to After Work. I'm your host, De Niro White. And today, it's a good-ass day. I just quit my job. I just quit the beach. And the thing is, a dude, my manager, he was understanding. He was like, why you leaving? He's like, not enough work. I was like, yeah. He's like, I understand. He's like, well, if you ever want to come back, just let me know. And I can get you back in here. I was like, all right. Thanks. So I just quit. You know, I'm on my way home from work with my old job. You know, it feels nice to say that. No, it feels not. But yeah, now I gotta go find a whole new job and shit by Monday. I mean, it's cool though. I have confidence that I'll get one within that amount of time. Like, honestly, I do. I don't know. It just feels real. It just feels real nice. Feel real, real nice. Cause they was giving me like 20 hours a week, that shit ass. Coming in for only 2 days a week. I mean, that's half the work. Like, that's half our work week. But they was giving me like the hardest days to come in. They were giving me like the first day and the last day of the week. Our two hardest days. Like, I don't understand. This shit's stupid. But it's whatever. I really fucked with that job. I might go back if I have to. But yeah, man, it's just an overall good day. Just a good ass day. You know, I'm finally out of that job. Moving on to bigger and better things. Hopefully. It's a big hopefully. You know, I don't got no job to replace this job. I just kind of took a leap of faith. But you know, you gotta take risk. You gotta take risk sometimes. Gotta take risk. So yeah, I just hope I get a job quick enough, cause you know I got bills paying shit. But my thing is, I was going back and forth like, should I go tell my hiring agency that I need to quit, because if I tell my hiring agency, I gotta wait 3 days for them to take me off the schedule. But if I just told them now type shit, or whatever, like, if I just quit and not go in there tomorrow, they'd be like, yeah, I quit. That means they gonna start looking for jobs for me right away. But if I was to do that three-day thing, it'd be like, okay, that, like, Monday is your third day. Like, Monday is that third day. So, therefore, on Monday, we're going to start looking for you for jobs type shit. And you're not going to go in on Monday. But I figured, like, okay, if I'm not going to go in Monday as it is already, then because I'm quitting, like, then there's no point in me waiting a whole nother 3 days, going in tomorrow just to tell them. I mean, just have them tell me, okay, don't come in on Monday, because you're going to be off their schedule, and then having to wait till Monday for them to start looking for me for jobs, instead of me just not going in Monday by myself, because, you know, quitting and stuff, and then just, like, because I'm, like, basically, there's no point in me to go in there and tell them when they not going to start looking for a job for me till Monday, and then I'm not gonna, even going to have, like, my whole work week. But if I just quit and just go in there and tell them, like, yeah, I quit, they're going to start looking for a job for me the same day. And it's like, if it's the same day they're going to start looking for jobs for me, then why would I not go do that? That's just a smarter overall decision, in my opinion. Just like, yeah, okay, I'm supposed to put in a 2 weeks notice and all this stuff. But it's like, would you guys put in a 2 week notice to a job that's not giving you no hours? Like, you getting some hours, but it's, like, not enough to pay your bills type shit. I don't know. And I hope they get my job back at XPO Logistics. I fucked with that job. It's a nice little job. It was cool and stuff. It was cool. My mom's gonna be shocked as fuck to find out I quit. Every time, she always be getting so mad at me for quitting. Like, why is you always leaving all these jobs? you're not gonna be able to pay your bills, but yet I still somehow always find a way.
Oh, I mean, normally always find a way.
And I hopefully still do. Hopefully this podcast will pop off a little bit. And just enough for me to get a sponsor so I can cover some bills until I find a good place to work at. But I hope I find a good place to work at soon, because I've got to be able to finish my podcast. I'm not finna, like, that's why y'all didn't get no episode today. Well, yesterday, it'd be for y'all Wednesday, because I didn't go to work because I was off on Tuesday, and I record Tuesday night after I get off of work at like 3:30, and if I'm not going to work, then there is nothing for me to record. There's nothing for me to record of my thoughts for the day. Because, like, you know, I ain't really doing nothing. Now this Tuesday, though, this was a good-ass day. I seen my friends. I seen all my niggas. I seen my friend Courtney. I ain't seen her since I was in ninth grade. So that's like 6 years. It's just, I don't know. Like, it was a good ass day. We all linked up, and then we just all went and smoked together. We were just smoking and talking and just riding around. It was just a good ass day. And I love all my friends, man. Like, for real shit. Like, I love all of them. Man, that shit crazy. 5 years without seeing her, and me and her still good friends. And then I had seen this other girl too, that was also her friend, that I ain't seen in like 5 years. But I don't really like, I'm not her friend. Like, I'm old girlfriend who I ain't seen in 5 years, but I'm not the friend of the girl who she brought with her. It was a lot of people. It was 6 people in one car, lapped up and shit. Like, damn, we was in this bitch having fun. And I gotta do it again sometime. But hopefully I get a good job, you know, something a little decent. Something that pay like 12. Like, I was making $12.50, so I would like at least $12.50. I know I probably won't get that. But I'm just hoping that I could, might. So hopefully I get something like that. If I get something like that, I think I'm finna be straight. Cause really, I'm not trying to be like that, but I was working fast food, making $9.25 an hour. And I was making good money type shit. Like, it wasn't the best money, but it wasn't bad. I was making, like, let's say we got paid every 2 weeks. Before they cut my hours, I was making, like, $800-$900. Actually, that's cap. I think I was making, like, $700. I think I was making, like, $700-$800 after every 2 weeks. But then when they cut my hours, I only started making, like, $500, like, $536 every 2 weeks. And that shit became, like, you know, that shit became irritating. So I left that job. Well, I don't know. I will say I got fired, but I told him to fire me type shit. Like, I was testing him. Like, he was like, you gonna come in today? And I was like, I'm not, because it was my day off and I had already made plans. But then he decided to put me on the schedule anyways. But he was like, you gonna come in today? I was like, I guarantee you, I'm not. He was like, if you care about your job, you gonna come in. And I was like, you gonna do whatever you gonna do. You either gonna fire me or whatever, but I'm not coming in. And then I hung up on him. It was cool. I'm not gonna lie. It was cool. It was a cool little job. But I got tired of it, though. Everybody I worked with left, for real. I only know, like, one person up there.
Oh, no, man.
It was nice. Oh, I got pulled over yesterday. I got pulled over last night. It was before we went and picked. It was three of us in the car. We ain't even pick up my other mans yet, or the girls that we was with. So, I had did that bitch off the line, like off a light, right? And then we pull into this parking garage trying to just chill and wait. But we go up there and we see security up there. And then we like, all right, cool. Like, it's security. Fuck it. Like, we, like, I guess he don't care. And then as we do it, like, as we about to turn into a parking spot and like back up type shit, we see a cop. And I'm like, all right, bet. Fuck it. I'm flipping around. Like, I'm about to do a U-ing in this bitch. So I'm what you're doing. Like, partway through it, like, as soon as I started to turn my wheel, nigga flicked me. Bro, I was so fucking mad. I was like, come on. I was like, come on. And that shit's so frustrating. He was like, the reason I'm pulling you over today is because you was going a high rate of speed down the light, across the light down there. And you was going a high rate of speed up the parking garage too. And so I was like, you know, I was playing it off, because I'm good at lying and shit, right? So I'm over here like, okay. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, because I knew he wasn't behind me, because I looked everywhere. So I tested him, right? I knew he wasn't behind me, and I didn't see him anywhere at all. And he got up in the parking garage like a solid 5 seconds after we did, like 5-10 seconds. So if he was really on following me on my ass like that, for one, he would have been flicked me. As soon as I did that bitch to the light, he would have been flicked me. Two, I was hanging on my sunroof at the light, so he would have got me for that. Three, and it took him that long to get up there. So it was like, what? That shit just stupid. So, and four, when he pulled up on me and told me I was going a high rate of speed, he ain't give me no number. He was like, he ain't say, oh, you know how cops be doing, like, oh, you were doing blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. He ain't do that. He was just like, you was going a high rate of speed. So I tested him a little bit. You know, I was doing a high rate of speed. I was like, high rate? He's like, yeah, high rate of speed. And my man's like, oh, down there by the light. I was like, okay. So I played it off cool and shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, my heart was beating. I was in that bitch scared. I was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do type shit, right? So I'm in this bitch just chilling. So I told him, I lied to him. I was like, well, I ain't lie. Just hypothetically, I lied. And I was like, what I said, I was like, oh yeah, my trans be fucking up. I have to hit my gas hard. So that's probably, I was like, my trans be fucking up. So I have to hit my gas hard. And then he was like, all right. And then he asked for my license. He asked for my registration and my insurance and my L's, right? So I gave him my license and I gave him my registration. I was like, the insurance, I don't got the insurance paper because I haven't had the time to go print it out yet. He was like, all right. Then he took my friend's IDs. He took both of them. And then he was like, do you mind if I search you to me? And I was like, no. And then he asked my friends. We was all like, no. Then he looked at me. He was like, can I search your car? And I was like, no, you can't. He's like, I can't. I was like, no. He was like, all right. And then he wanted to go to my windows because I got blacked out. Like, it's not blacked out, but it's like blacked out kind of. It's like blacked out enough at the nighttime you can't see through it at all. So unless there's light coming from the inside or you shining a light on the outside. So he went and shined a light on my trunk and trying to see if there was anything in there, but he couldn't find none. So yeah, and then he just let me go with him. He just let me go with a warning. I'm assuming it was with a warning because he didn't have nothing on me. And he had called backup on us too for no reason. Hey, damn. That shit was crazy. It was a crazy ass night. But alright, y'all. I'm almost to my destination. And I'm gonna see y'all on the next time, on the next episode of After Work, when I get a new job. And look, keep a lookout for my channel, because if I don't get a new job soon, I'm gonna more than likely start another short podcast series. So keep a lookout. All right, thanks. See y'all next time.